Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this last day of 2019.
That's wow. Wow. Today we're wrapping up our seventh year of making these daily calls.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It really is.
Praise God.
You know, honey, you and I, my fine wife that you are, we're especially appreciative to those of you who've made this journey with us.
Yay.
Every day. Your faithfulness encourages us more than you can possibly know.
That is the truth.
Frankly, on the mornings when I would like to have slept in, instead of rising early to write the daily teaching, my resolve was energized, knowing that you would be waiting for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right.
Hallelujah.
You've listened to us, prayed for us, supported us. For that, we're so grateful. We've been so blessed by the hundreds of testimonies we received, which has strengthened our faith and brought an encouragement to our hearts and to others as well.
That's right.
So thank you for being a steadfast friend and supporter. Now let's get to teaching number 2,556.
Isn't that amazing?
On January 1st, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln freed all the slaves with his Emancipation Proclamation. Yet today, December 31st, 2019, there are still millions of slaves. Now, you're probably saying, yes, but Brother Harold, it's not the same. Really? Slaves were forced to work for others. Slaves were often forcefully separated from their families. Slaves were in bondage to someone else. Slaves were never allowed to accumulate wealth. Slaves were often brutalized by those who control their lives and very existence. Slaves were never given the opportunity to develop their own potential. Slaves were forced to work long, hard hours. Slaves were under the domination of someone whose primary motivation was their own profit. We could go on with this, but I think you're getting the picture.
That's right. Because in Proverbs 22, verse 7, contemporary English version, it says this: the poor are ruled by the rich, and those who borrow are slaves of moneylenders. Dictionary.com defines a slave as a person entirely under the dominion of some influence or person. If every penny you make is designated for making a monthly or a minimum payment, then you are definitely under the influence of someone else. Now, that's an interesting thought, under the influence. We talk about some people being under the influence of maybe bourbon, scotch, whiskey, vodka, whatever, you know, or illegal or maybe even prescription drugs. You know that there are millions of Christians who would never even be tempted to be, quote, under the influence of these type of, well, things that we don't consider right. But they're definitely under the influence of Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and dozens of other retailers or shopping networks or websites. The point we're trying to make is if you're in debt, you are under the dominant influence of someone else. And as a slave to the money lenders, you're forced to get up. You're forced to go to work. And you've got to have, you know, all the money that you can get just because you've got to pay your bills. As a slave to the money lenders, you're often separated from family. Maybe you got to work two jobs. Maybe when you're home, your spouse is not there because they're out working too. As a slave to the money lenders, you live in financial bondage because you owe the creditor. As a slave to the money lender, you're not allowed to accumulate wealth because it takes every penny you have just to survive and keep a roof over your family's head and food on the table. As a slave to the money lender, if you're late on a payment or you go into default on a loan, all those friendly folks who got you into debt are not so friendly anymore. As a slave to the moneylender, the time that you have to consider, research, and implement entrepreneurial ideas is limited because you've got to get out there and work to meet your financial obligations. As a slave to the moneylender, your life and your time is not your own because of your debt load. As a slave to the moneylender, your hard-earned money, paid in the form of interest, is making someone else rich and not you. You know, there comes a point in time when you have to say enough is enough, and you have to declare, I will get to my own financial independence.
So we're challenging you. On this December 31st, 2019, as we enter a new year, a new decade, declare your own proclamation of financial emancipation.
Amen.
It's important for you to understand, each of us, that it's not just going to happen. You got a part to play. You got to get involved and make it happen, if in fact it's going to happen. We want to share with you how to make today, December 31st, 2019,
your Abraham Lincoln moment.
A defining moment in your life.
Amen.
That's right. First, we want to ask you a question. How are you going to spend today and tonight? Millions of people will be attending New Year's Eve parties, whether at a church or a nightclub. Regardless of what's on your schedule today, we want to share with you how we turn our finances and our lives around. Mm. It happened on December 31st, 1999, 20 years ago.
Wow.
You remember Y2K? It was supposed to be a cataclysmic event, a catastrophe time, the end of things,
Ooh.
Or so people thought.
Yeah.
There were people hunkered down in the basement with food, water, flashlights, and emergency radios and supplies. They wouldn't leave their homes because they were convinced that chaos and riots would erupt worldwide at the stroke of midnight, simply because computers had not been programmed properly years before for the 21st century. Yet others went about their business as usual, parting out the old year the same way they brought in this year or that year 12 months before. As I said earlier, some in churches, others in bars and clubs. But my fine wife and I always tell you she's so fine.
You are so sweet.
We'll have been married for 48 years. This March 4th. And we decided on that date, December 31st, 1999, to do something different. Something different. We sat down and wrote out how God had blessed us in the six major areas of our lives during 1999. Spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, social. Spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. In fact, we encourage you to get some index cards if you have some. If not, get a sheet of paper, fold it in half. Then divide it into six strips. And, like an index card. They need to be about that size so it'll fit in your shirt pocket or wallet. We want you to write down every single way that God has blessed you during this current or now soon to be past year. Once you've completed your list, we challenge you to carry those cards with you every day during the month of January. And obviously you can put in your smartphone or, something
True.
Else. Several times every day during the month, we encourage you to read out loud what God has done for you, praising Him for everything He's done, as you anticipate and expect an even greater manifestation of His presence in the new year. Now, if you're at work, only verbalize your list in private or on break time. You weren't hired by your employer to read your list. Be a faithful employee so you can be promoted and blessed.
Amen.
If you're married and your spouse doesn't want to participate in the exercise, don't let it unnerve you. Just make your list, and later at the appropriate time, not during a critical time in a football game, ask your spouse if you can share how you feel God blessed your family during 2019.
We're confident that every person listening to our voice today is familiar with Psalm 35:27. 35:27 in the Classic Amplified says, "Let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. However, there are not that many people, and maybe some of you who've heard us might be familiar with the next verse, Psalm 35:28, which is actually the key to the manifestation of verse 27 in your life, because it goes on to say, "And my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all the day long." You know, do we speak of his righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of our reasons for his praise all the day long? The best way to have God move mightily in our lives during 2020 is to praise him for all that he's done in 2019. Right now,
we want you to take a moment.
Yep.
And we're going to take it and pray for you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you help every listener recall and remember the ways in which you've blessed them in 2019. Thank you, Father. Bring it back.
Yes.
To their remembrance.
That's right.
In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. On New Year's Eve, we also listed our goals for the new year in the six major areas of our life: spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. We began this practice in 1999. We got very specific. When we get specific with God, he gets specific with us. Under our financial goals, I indicated the amount of money I wanted to earn was, which in 2000, which was doubled what I made in 1999. Well, I didn't double my salary in 2000. I tripled it. Make your goals specific and manageable. And I'm feeling led to talk about this perhaps on tomorrow's call.
Wow.
Concluding today's call, we're going to make a statement that we shared earlier on the call. But we feel it's important to your next year, the year of your miraculous turnaround.
Mm-mm.
The best way to have a glorious and successful 2020, moving from economic slavery to financial freedom, is to praise God for what he did in your life in 2019.
Amen.
And the best way to start 2020, not only praising him, but getting our confessions,
yes,
for the first 7 days of 2020.
That's right. They're on the website.
They're on the website. God directed me to write this.
And you did and obeyed. So they're right there for you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Get them and get her done.
That's it. You're funny.
Well, to you.
Yes.
Happy New Year. And here's one thing you can know. Tomorrow, mm-hmm, New Year's Day.
That's right. Starting tonight at midnight.
We're going to be praying for you.
That's right.
It's our custom.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to do it again.
Hallelujah.
Till tomorrow morning on the new year.
Yes.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.